I do have to eat breakfast.
Don't.
Because I'm fucking fat. But let me tell you, I prefer the ants to the other possibility, which is roaches.
Sure.
100% of
roaches
the time.
Are disgusting.
So, bring on the ants. Bring on.
I was told that if you take one of the ants and burn its corpse and leave it.
I tried that.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all. Hold on a second. I forgot my little green notepad of all the things I have to talk about.
Okay.
I have retrieved my little green notepad of all the things I need to talk about. Hello, and welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast.
We don't have a website right now.
It hasn't.
No, my computer crashed in the middle of uploading everything back up.
Great.
So, and that's like 26 gigs worth of fucking data.
Sure, yeah.
I might just start from scratch because
it
might just be easier.
So what would that entail? Like, are we just going to lose the backlog or?
Yeah. Kay. Just lose the archive, which, I mean, doesn't matter at this point.
No, but don't delete those.
I mean, I won't.
Because I don't have them.
I mean, we got them in the Dropbox.
No, we have the last 10 in the Dropbox because our Dropbox is not 26 gigs.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
I will buy a flash drive or whatever if I need to. I have a 64 gig memory card around here somewhere. I'll just send home with you. Dump it all onto that.
Okay.
If I can find it.
Wait, didn't you have 128 gig that you took from me?
Not a flash card, no.
With all the Dragon Ball on it?
No.
I don't know that I ever got that back.
I don't have it. So, yeah, I just dumped that right onto my computer and you took it home that day.
Did it?
Yeah. And then I never watched any of it. And that computer is currently dead. So, also, I think I just deleted it all.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't know.
Thanks for wasting time.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, you do.
A lot.
Yeah.
Because I just don't care.
Nope.
Anyway, fuck everything else, because you know what I did this weekend, Colin?
What?
I went and met my hero, a guy you don't care about at all. Guy by the name of Dick Masterson.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Man, anybody who ever was even a slight fan of Dick Masterson really would have been a fool for missing this opportunity, let me tell you.
See, here's the thing.
Really would have been a real asshole to skip out on this opportunity. Really should feel like a big fucking chump for not taking 2 hours out of his day to go meet the legend Dick Masterson.
Yeah, well.
It was fucking cool, man.
Just a person.
Yeah, he's just a person.
See, the whole thought of going to a bar,
yeah,
regardless of who was there, just didn't sound fucking like I was peopled out from the 4th of July.
That's fair.
Like I didn't want to be around a group of loud fucking people again.
It was surprisingly, it wasn't a very busy bar.
Really?
Yeah. Which is surprising because the arcade bar here is like shoulder to shoulder, but no.
And that's kind of what I thought it was going to be.
It was not. Oh. And there's only like six other dickheads there.
Really?
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
So you got your time in with him?
Yep. I got to meet Dick, talk to him. He complimented my Make America Loose Again shirt.
I don't know what that is.
It's so I bought a shirt from the Loose Meat Sandwich place before it went out of business.
Oh.
It's got a hamburger with an American flag and it says Make America Loose Again on it.
Okay. I didn't know what that was from.
It's my favorite shirt, I think. It's fucking awesome. I spent like over a year trying to get one because they were sold out of them.
Oh.
And they're like limited run things they do. And the only reason I got one is because when they were going out of business, one of their cooks is like, well, I don't need this anymore, and threw it on a pile of used shirts to sell. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck who's worn this. I need that shirt.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's, I don't care. It's fucking hilarious. It's, I saw it hanging on the wall and I'm like, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I need it. I need it. It'll piss so many people off. Things. What?
You don't see a lot of funny things.
No. Not that funny.
Man. Yeah, I wish I would have went in hindsight, but yeah. At the same time, I didn't fucking know about it until an hour before. And
neither did I.
Because I thought it was supposed to be another day.
I don't know why.
I thought that's... I swore he was supposed to be down there in like August or something.
Nope.
It was in July.
Yep. Because he was in town for the 4th because he has family down there.
Gotcha.
Or whatever.
Well, yeah.
It's a good time. Sure. He's tall.
Is he?
He's tall. He's at least as tall as you.
Wow.
He's a big dude.
Didn't expect that.
Neither did I. Also, not as fat as internet pictures would lead you to believe. I was like, wow, right. He's skinnier than I expected him to be.
Right.
And fucking tall as fuck.
Huh. Interesting.
Other than that, he's exactly the same. Like, he's... that. There's no persona going on there.
Too small of a face?
No, his face is normal.
Oh.
But he shouts just as much in real life as he does on the thing. He's funny.
Yeah. That's not surprising. Yeah, there's always next year.
Yeah, hopefully.
Another road rage. Unless they do a road rage Kansas City.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
If they do Chicago again, we should go.
If it was like a legitimate road rage, I'd have been fucking down. But
yeah, I know.
It just...
That's fine. I asked him, I'm like, why the fuck didn't the road rage happen? He's like, because like 5 people would have showed up. I'm like, well, so? Still would have been fun to me, damn it.
If Sean would have been there, I'd have forced myself to go.
Yeah.
You know, Sean is kind of the heart and soul of the show.
That's
now.
What your sister said, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you should come. And she's like, no, Sean, no interest. I'm like, that's fair. She's like, but let me know how hot 80s girl is.
Was she there?
Yeah.
Hot?
Hot.
Yeah.
80s girl's pretty fucking hot, dude.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And wearing the shortest shorts I've ever seen.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Well, you know, they're all California people.
Yeah.
So like.
Yeah, of course.
She's probably a 6 out there, but like a 12 here. Because most girls here are a 1 out there.
I don't know, man. I've seen lots of video from California, and they're all blue hairs now.
No, that's not true.
They're all...
I mean, there's a lot of them, yes. Don't worry, there's a lot of zeros.
Yeah.
But...
I think California also, is mostly zeros. I think it's backwards.
Yeah, but their peak is also a lot higher.
That's just... I think Hollywood throws that balance off and doesn't count.
It doesn't. I don't know that you've ever been to...
Why would I ever LA? Go to Cali... Why would I ever go to LA?
Well, I've been there, and yeah, there's definitely a lot more hot women. This town's got some chudley women around here.
Yeah, but we had Kathy Ireland.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Did we?
Kathy Ireland, buddy.
Did we? Kathy Ireland was weird looking.
The second hottest girl in the 90s.
Ugh.
And second hottest girl in the early 90s.
She's really weird, because weird looking lady.
Yeah, but hot. She's
got kind of a fucking smash pan face.
Little bit.
Yeah, not a fan. Never was.
Weird.
Built nice, whatever. But, meh.
Not as hot as Cindy Crawford, but who is? Let's be honest.
I mean, she was all right. I was the Letitia Casta kind of guy.
All right, that's fair.
Because, you know, she was the hottest.
I mean, Cindy Crawford was the hottest woman who's ever been alive. But
No. With her fucking mole.
Yeah.
Gigantic fucking shitty mole.
That's right.
Fucking throw her a quarter and tell her to go downtown and get a rat to gnaw that thing off her face.
The only fucking...
Like Uncle Buck.
Like, you know, people always have, like, sexy girl posters in their room. That's the only one I ever had was one of Cindy Crawford. When I was, like, 12.
I don't think I ever had any sexy girl posters in my room until a little later I had that, like, 6-foot-tall Laura Croft one.
Yeah, there you go.
And there's another aunt.
Yeah. They're all over, man. I've got terrible ants. I need to kill them again. But it means I gotta find the fucking ant hill, which I haven't been able to do, and then just dump a shit ton of ant bait on it.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time. Kenny came with me, which was great because I really wanted to go but didn't want to drive to Lincoln alone but was kind of prepared to. So I'm just like, who else do I know that would possibly want to do this? I'm like, oh, fuck, Kenny. Kenny would love to go with me. And he's always bitching that he has nothing to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, I'm going to go meet Dick Masterson. You want to come? And he's like, yep. I'm like, perfect.
Nice.
So we're down there. We're bullshitting. We're bullshitting with this other dude that was there from Omaha, who's like, blah, blah, blah. And Kenny's, and they were talking about the subreddit. And Kenny's like, oh, yeah, I used to terrorize that till I get banned. He's like, wait, are you Drapetomania? He's like, yeah. So this dude got to meet Dick Masterson and Drapetomania. It was like a double internet celebrity for him.
Jesus.
Yeah. Drape was fucking notorious on there.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because you've seen the shitty posts on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he was way worse than that when he was anonymous.
Wow.
It was fucking funny. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, you know, he got banned from our Omaha and then instantly. So the best part is their excuse for banning him was we used to do meetups, like our Omaha meetups.
Yeah, I remember all your Reddit friends.
Yeah. And they're all like.
It's like two of them that were cool.
Two. There's a couple. There's a few that were cool.
I mean, there's Fleer.
Fleer, Mimsy.
Fleer and Kenny.
Kenny. Yeah. Anyway. Fuck, what was I? Oh. So anyway, like, they got him banned basically by saying, well, we're scared to come to the meetups because of him. So they banned him so people wouldn't be scared to go to meetups. And then you know what happened?
Nobody went to the meetups.
Nobody
anymore.
Went to the meetups because he was the one organizing them for the most part. Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Yep.
And you kick out the autism who has nothing right. better to do.
Well, and everybody who went to meetups were friends of his. So we were all like, fuck it.
Oh.
Because it was like me and Mimsy and fucking shit like that who like him.
I didn't. I don't know. Whatever.
We did, but.
Well, I know, but it's like, why didn't somebody just tell that other, whoever else it was, just go fuck themselves?
Because the mods were fucking, well, because the other mod who actually hosted the meetups, who was a friend of Kenny's on the surface, was playing at some shit. I don't know. I think he thought he could become more popular if he got rid of Kenny and got new people to come to the meetups, and it backfired in his face entirely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds really cool.
Also, he was kind of a weirdo dude who, like, was just a dude, like, dressed like a dude and looked like a dude, but carried a purse, so he said he was a trans woman. Yeah. And didn't ever wash his hair.
Ugh.
It was gross. Like, never washed his hair. It was the greasiest mess you've ever seen in your life.
That's disgusting. People need to wash their hair.
He looked like Nick Jibalisco with long red hair.
Ew.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss.
I'm not. Let's see. What else? Ooh, I watched a movie this week.
Yeah, what'd you watch?
I watched Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Have you seen that shit?
No, I have not seen that
yet. It's on Netflix. Oh. It is really, really good.
Was that the animated one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The animation style is great. It's like this weird. It looks like a cel-shaded video game, kind of. Like, it's a cross between CG and fucking traditional animation, but. Story's great. It's about Miles Morales, for the most part, who is the current... He was like a new Spider-Man. He's gotcha. A little... What?
Gotcha.
He was the ultimate Spider-Man, but then they did some fucking event that made him Spider-Man in the regular universe. I don't know the details because I don't read comics. I'm sure Kavarius could explain it all in great detail.
Yeah.
But he's Spider-Man now.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the movie is about him. And it's pretty good. But it has a bunch of other Spider-Mans in it.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Weird. So are you upset about this new Little Mermaid live action? The casting for that?
Ginger Lives Matter.
Here's my thing. Is that the girl they picked looks like Sid from Ice Age?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That bitch is not cute.
No.
I don't get it.
No, why is it...
I'm not going to attack my leg, asshole.
Why is it any time they recast a role with a minority actress, it's always a redhead? Why does Hollywood hate redheads?
Oh, my God.
Mary Jane, Starfire,
oh my God.
Ariel. There's more examples I can't think of right off the top of my head, but if there's ever a popular redheaded character...
Heimdall?
Exactly.
Was Heimdall redheaded?
Heimdall was redheaded.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
anytime
there's a conspiracy, they
hate redheads.
Wow, maybe they just don't like giving them money that much.
They're
like
blackwashing redheads.
Wow, blackwashing redheads.
It's fucking crazy,
huh?
Yeah,
that's funny.
All popular redheaded characters are cast with minority actors for some reason, or POC actors, however they want to call it now. Black people.
Yes,
they're cast with black people.
Huh.
I've decided on the new Spider-Man movie. I keep seeing the trailers, and I'd be less irritated with the casting if they had just named the character Mary Jane instead of, like, some fucking amalgamation that just, they call her MJ even though her name isn't Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Like, just make her Mary Jane if you want to make her Mary Jane. Don't do this fucking Robin from the new Batman movie shit.
I don't know, because, like, yeah, no, I get it. I see what you're saying. It's like you're going to whitewash it just or blackwash it.
Just go all the way with it. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm with you
just,
there.
Just do it. Just fucking commit. Don't puss out at the last fuck. Don't puss out at the 1 yard line. Just.
Oh, but we didn't. It's not the same person.
Right. Well, just make it the person. Who gives a shit? If you hate Ginger so much, that's fine.
Wow.
Just fucking commit.
Why they hate Gingers?
I don't know.
Huh.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I think we've unraveled some. We better be careful and not go anywhere near like small aircraft or hot tubs.
Yeah?
That's how they kill people.
Oh, right. That's fair.
The hot tubs, they always find people with a hot tub with the lid on it.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
He put the lid on the hot tub
accidentally drowned.
After he got in there. What a fool. Well, shit, there goes my plan, which was to put a hot tub on my deck.
Right?
And oh have a God. No tops policy in my hot tub. Oh my wink. God.
You should do that. I'm fucking going to do that with the extra. Yeah. How much is a hot tub going to cost?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I,
you haven't actually looked into
no,
it?
No, the bigger problem is because when I do it, so you know how my deck is out here? Mm-hmm. I'd knock off this side and have another section basically right outside this window right here with the hot tub in it. So probably I'm looking at like $10,000.
I think you should do that just so I can come over and sit in your hot tub. Well,
yeah.
Hot tub.
Yeah.
I might just like temporary move. Like
that's fair.
Move in with you for like the weekends.
Understood. Or especially in the winter. That's why I want to do it. I think hot tubbing in the winter would be dope.
That'd be awesome.
But I'd have to like make sure it was all insulated.
Yeah.
So it didn't freeze.
Yeah. So your pipes don't freeze, what?
Yeah, exactly.
So we hosted a 4th of July party.
How did that go? How did having people at your house go?
People are messy. Kids are...
The worst?
Annoying.
No, kids aren't the worst. Kids that have the excuse of being kids. Adults who fucking leave doors open are the worst.
Yeah.
Colin, I did this last year.
I luckily don't have a fucking sliding door, yeah. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. I blew some shit up. Even though I don't really like fireworks.
Yeah.
But I bought some anyway because...
Sure.
I bought bottle rockets because go fuck yourself, Nebraska. I'm buying bottle rockets.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, because we went down to Missouri last weekend and I was like, I'm going to go get some. That was another reason I didn't want to fucking drive to Lincoln because I drove.
I was going to drive.
Uh-oh.
I did drive.
Well, I understand this. I figured I would be made to drive if I came.
Yeah. It's probably could true. Have just been like, I don't want to drive, Colin. You can use your words.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Stop making excuses.
It's not.
Stop hiding behind your excuses. Just be like, I'm a little baby girl, and I don't ever want to leave my bedroom. I understand that, because I'm generally the same.
But yeah. Yeah, 4th of July party was all right. I smoked some pork butt.
Nice.
So we had pulled pork, made burgers and brats and shit.
Of course.
It's the thing about hosting parties, man. People are real quick to be like, yo.
Yeah.
I need to get fed.
Yeah.
I'm just like waiting there like fucking animals for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got people that are just like, oh, I'm going to wait and go in and get something. I'm like, well, you probably shouldn't because the vultures in there are going to get it.
Yeah.
It's like Doria didn't get a cheeseburger.
Yep.
Which was something she definitely wanted. And I'm like, well.
You didn't have
probably
should have
got up when you saw me walk in with them.
You didn't have any more? Oh, you should always have more, buddy.
No, we didn't. I'm not the one who bought the supplies.
That's fair.
blame her.
That sucks.
And it's like, well, you can ask people to bring more, you know, protein.
Yeah.
Bring chicken. Bring fucking whatever you want. I don't care.
Or invite less people next time.
I mean, that would be ideal.
Yeah. Like zero. Zero, I find, is the sweet spot.
So, she, my siblings came. My dad came for a little bit because I told him about it the day of.
Did he come or did he just hang his head out the back door and
He came over and ate a burger or something, or I don't know. He ate something and then he left.
Just lean out the back door and make some sarcastic comments and then go back in.
And somebody's like, oh, you didn't tell him about the last thing. I'm like, he lives next door. He can just fucking walk over whenever he wants.
Like a fucking...
Anytime at all. Don't care.
Yeah.
But then my sisters all went over to my dad's to hang out on the patio with him.
Yeah.
And Doria was kind of... I think she was offended by that. She's like, they don't even want to hang out with us. It's like, no, they want to hang out with my dad.
Yeah.
Also, it's a lot of strange people here. If there's one thing that we're known for, it's not liking strange people. Strange
people.
No offense to be taken there. Just that's how we do.
Yeah. Also, if you guys stick around, someone's going to be taking offense because you're you guys.
Right. There's that too.
You know, there's a reason your family is like some of the only people I get along with.
Yeah, Eileen said something. We were talking about if they were going to show up or not. Eileen was like, well, she was trying to get my sister Maggie to go. She's like, because if Trevor's not there, I'm not going to have anybody to talk to.
Yep. That's facts.
I'm like, well, he's working, so
whatever. They let me out at like 10, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was...
Just in time to drive home through the firework displays.
The best part is there was nothing. There was no reason for us to be there.
Oh.
Because there was nothing hot till like fucking Saturday.
I'm just trying to keep up on it.
Yeah, and we're dead. We were dead Friday and Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was no cycle Friday at all. So they literally could have just, like, day shift volunteers... And then had a slightly busy day on Friday and have been completely caught up.
Yeah.
But somebody would have had to like look at it and think for 30 seconds. And that was just too much work for the people who it didn't affect.
That place is fucking retarded.
Yeah. I was fucking like, I don't care. Cause it was a great excuse to not have my family come trash my house.
Sure.
So I was like, yeah, that's great. I'll work. I'll get paid for 2 days and I won't have to clean up. Have to clean up. Great. Perfect.
You didn't have to do that anyway. Could have been like, nope, I have to go to Colin's first annual 4th of July party.
Oh, well, that'll be my excuse next year.
To Colin's second annual.
Colin's going to have to... Well, then what's your excuse for not throwing it next year? That's the real question.
I don't know. It wasn't that bad. Everybody respects the basement and doesn't go down there unless I invite them. So I'm mostly okay with all that.
All right.
They can fuck the upstairs up because she's going to clean it. I cleaned it before came over. Because
you don't got to fucking justify your... Just stick with your guns there, buddy. That's funny.
The weekend before, I went to Kansas City.
Yeah.
To go get some speakers.
Yeah.
Those things are awesome.
Are they?
Yeah.
Which ones are they? The ones that look like two speakers stacked up or the ones that were just big flat panels? The
ones that look like two speakers stacked up.
All right.
Yeah. They're pretty fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But then I realized my amplifier is not good enough for them. It's too old.
Yeah.
And doesn't have the current capabilities for those speakers.
Sure.
So I have to find a new solution for that.
All right. What's your solution going to be?
Finding a more expensive high current amplifier. I don't know. Matter of finding one is just going to be time, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fuck. So I got my new job.
Yeah.
We install a multitude of like AV audio video systems.
Right.
And I had to go down to this restaurant in Lincoln, and their outdoor TVs weren't working with the system. It's basically they got an iPad that works as a controller, and they can turn on all their TVs, turn on the audio system, change channels on each one. Well, a couple of the TVs weren't functioning right.
You got it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go down here. I'm looking around. And it's like, I'm a little unfamiliar with the system, but I'm smart enough that I can, like, kind of get a fucking idea of what's going on. And I'm looking through it, and the guy, the manager's like, he's real huffy about it. Oh, there. All right, guy. It's like, yeah, can't get a hold of anybody, and this, that, and the other thing. And I talked to another guy. He's like, oh, yeah, that's not a big deal. We just kind of go around it and make it work, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. So what the hell is his problem?
He's a dickhead?
Yeah, basically, I think that's what it is. Oh, and the other thing is, like, the TVs are controlled by either infrared or this protocol called RS-232.
Okay.
RS-232 uses a serial cable that sends data back to a box that says, this is what you're doing, this is how I'm controlling this. Well, one of their TVs was controlled that way, and it broke, so they replaced it with a TV that didn't have capabilities to be controlled that way.
Oh.
And the guy's like, oh, we need an adapter for that. I'm like, that's not exactly how that works.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Like, we have to completely redo this. Because they just went out and bought a TV. They didn't consult us or ask us, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But anyway, sitting there, I'm like, well, all your TVs work. And I guess they were complaining about one of the outside TVs didn't have, there's no video, no signal. It's got signal now. I'm thinking somebody just turned off a fucking cable box or something.
Yeah.
And back. Anyway, I go back to the AV rack and I'm looking. I'm like, what's going on here? And I look in the back. And the wires that run to each TV, the control wires for them, somebody ripped them all out.
Oh.
I'm like, well, here's your problem. He was like, oh, can you, well, what can you do? I'm like, I can't do anything about it because I don't have the program. There's a software that's ran for them, and it's very specific which ports each one goes into.
Yeah.
I don't have that with me. My boss has that, and he's on vacation. So that can't be done right now.
Why would somebody just go rip all those cords out?
They got another company to come out and fiddle with shit, and they fucked a bunch of stuff up. They unplugged things. Like, they're like, our microphones aren't working. Well, that's because somebody completely unplugged the fucking the wireless receiver for your microphones.
Great.
That's why they're not working.
Yep. That seems like something that would be really easy for anybody who's not an idiot to just look at and figure out.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just really super smart over here. Maybe I'm just a genius, but when something's not working, the first thing I usually check is whether or not it's plugged in.
Here's the thing, though. I run into more and more and realize that there are a good portion of people that are incapable of thinking that way.
Yeah.
Or just don't fucking care. And when you press them, like, you know, it's not hard to do this. They just get frustrated and, like, dig their heels in even more to being Luddites.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't get it. But at the same time, it's like, well, my fucking company gets paid, you know, pretty decent money to come out and do simple things a lot of times.
That's fair.
Like, one of the things I have to do tomorrow is go hook up a lady's got her printer on her wireless printer on her network, and for some reason her device isn't connecting, or her like phone or computer's not connecting to the same network.
Oh.
So they're not talking to each other.
Okay.
Yep. So I have to go figure that out. That should be easy. Yeah.
Or impossible. That should be easy or impossible.
Yes, one of the two.
That's
well, like another one, I went out to like 2 hours away, this little tiny town nobody's ever heard of, which I'm pretty sure the people that were living I'm pretty sure they picked the town to live in because that's their last name.
Oh, perfect.
There's like 40 people there.
Got it.
I went out there because they have this audio system. It's a whole house audio system.
And yeah.
Their outside speakers weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And go out there to look. And I find the problem within like 10 minutes. Somebody had unplugged them from behind the AV rack.
Mm-hmm.
So their satellite guys or whoever came in there and messed with it last went in and goes, oh, I don't need these plugged in. Well, they were plugged in for a reason, so maybe you'd leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Cost them like $500 or $600 to, yeah.
Great. To
get that fixed. I'm like, man. It really makes me appreciate that I'm capable of doing a lot of this shit myself.
Of plugging in plugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really takes a genius to plug in plugs and not fuck with them.
I mean, yes.
Apparently it does. That started as sarcastic, but apparently it wasn't sarcastic at all.
No.
Because, goddamn, man.
Yeah. But it's fun. I enjoy it.
I have a fun story about fucking assholes. This is another thing that happened to me within the last 2 weeks, I guess. I went to Taco Bell after work one night. I'm like, fuck it. I feel lazy. I feel like eating like the most disgusting thing I can possibly find at the moment.
I don't understand. Like, I don't think Taco Bell's that bad.
When was the last time you had Taco Bell?
Yesterday.
It was disgusting, wasn't it?
No, it was pretty good. I got nacho fries.
It's great, but it tastes great, but it's also like you just right afterwards. I'm like, well, I'm going to go take a liquid shit and feel bad all night.
Doesn't do that to me.
And the meat's,
I've heard a lot of people say that.
And the meat's just gross and lukewarm every time. That's why
I generally go with like the steak quesadillas are always good.
Yeah.
I like their steak.
I love their grilled steak stuffed burritos.
Yeah, those are good.
Fucking great.
Yeah, their burger is not good. Hamburger.
But I love their soft shell tacos, but they're disgusting.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, so I'm in line. There's two cars in front of me. And the one at the window is a mall security of some kind, like one of those frontline securities. Mm-hmm. Some pretend cop.
He's out protecting the mean parking lots of
losing Candlewood. His shit into the drive-thru window, just shouting.
What the fuck?
Something about not asking about his dog or some shit like that. Like, I couldn't actually make out what he was saying exactly, but just fucking... For like 10 minutes, the only things I could hear is like, he kept like, you didn't even ask about my dog, blah, 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 blah. Like, he was mad at them for not being conversational or something. It's like fucking midnight. Like, these kids just, they're kids.
Jesus Christ. Got some fucking grown-ass adults screaming just at him.
Shouting at him for not being friendly enough or
did
not.
Did you lay on your horn?
No, I just sit there, like, listening, and it was fucking funny. God, I
fucking laid on my horn.
I should have. If there wasn't another guy right in front of me, if there was nobody in between us, I would have. But there was a car in between us. No,
that
would have been
funny, because then you'd have agitated that person at that guy.
That's fair.
Like, no, not honking at you, I'm honking at him.
Next time I will do it. You should
honk at him.
So this guy, after, like, this guy fucking yells into the window for, like, 10 minutes, the next guy goes up and through, and I pull up to the windows, and I'm like... Rent-a-cops, right? And there's a dude in the window who's just like, give me my food for free. Because, you know, he's like, I'm waiting for like 10 minutes. And he didn't give a fuck. And the little girl just starts fucking laughing her ass off because she had never heard a fucking mall cop called a rent-a-cop before. So I'm like, well, I'm glad I could help them out a bit.
Yeah, some of that life enriching you do for people.
Yeah. But I got my tacos for free, so nice. That was awesome. Very yeah, nice. Fucking asshole. Dude, I'm like, dude, they're kids working for
right.
fucking shit money
yeah.
at a drive-thru at midnight.
Right.
Who gives a shit? Leave them the fuck alone. Who cares if they don't care about your fucking dog or whatever?
I don't care about your dog either.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Fucking rent-a-cops. They're the worst.
Yes, they are.
What kind of an asshole do you have to become a fucking security guard?
Either you're just out of high school and it's something to fucking do as a job.
Right.
And you're like usually a big dude.
Or you're too fucking fat and out of shape and lazy to get a job as a real cop but want to think you're important.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah. Good portion of them. Absolutely. I've seen Paul Blart Mall Cop.
I have not.
They're fucking awful.
I want to watch the other one.
But worth watching.
I want to watch the other one. Whatever. The one of those that's not terrible, I guess. With Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen
it's
Mall Cop.
It's not good.
It's not?
No.
Everybody says
Paul
it's
Blart
great.
Might be better. People think everything Judd Apatow's ever done's been good.
Oh, that's
and
fair.
And almost none of it has.
Superbad's the only good one.
Eh.
I like Superbad.
But yeah, that's fine that you like that.
Okay,
but.
I like Superbad for the one scene where Seth Rogen busts into the party and goes, oh no, it's the cops.
fine.
That's great.
The Superbad was one of those movies where expectations were a lot higher than what that movie actually turned out to be.
And that's fair. I had no expectations for it because I hate Judd Apatow movies. So I'm like, well, this is probably going to be garbage. But that scene was in the trailer. And I'm like, well, that scene's funny. So I'll give it a shot.
It's not great. Actually, I think probably one of his best movies is probably Zack and Miri.
And that's not him.
Seth Rogen?
No. Oh, no. That's not Judd Apatow.
No, I know. That's Kevin Smith. But I'm saying Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah.
Wise.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Like, the only role... Like, I don't like that 40-year-old version movie, but he's funny in it.
Yeah.
Because he reminded me of you in that movie.
Everybody said that. Yeah. I don't fucking know why, but I don't get it.
Because he behaved like you and had your stupid sideburns you had at the time.
Oh, yeah. Those things were awesome.
Yeah.
That movie's so fucking old, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I was watching that, like, about... I don't know. It was like a month and a half ago, and it's like...
Cell phones were flip phones.
TVs were big tube television. Yeah. My old fucking 27-inch Panasonic was like something in the screen. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Buddy, The Matrix is 20 years old.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I know.
That's my benchmark of when things are old is when The Matrix turned 20, because that's like, The Matrix is the start of brand new movies for me. That's where new movies came from. We're like, I think a year or two away from The Lord of the Rings being 20 years old.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
I think it came out in 2001.
Yeah.
Which means it's 18 years old right now.
A Knight's Tale is 2001.
Jesus.
I fucking love that movie so much.
Yeah, it's great.
Goddamn, dude.
It's funny as fuck.
Getting old sucks.
I don't mind it. Yeah. It's just weird how long ago those... I'm like, this is a brand new movie. I'm like, oh, kids are old enough to drink.
Yeah.
We weren't born yet when that shit came out.
Right. Fucking awful.
Yeah.
So I was watching, I was totally legally streaming feeds of UFC fights last night.
Like you do.
Yeah. And there's this guy named Ben Askren. He's a collegiate wrestler, really high level collegiate wrestler. They call him Funky Ben Askren because his style is funky.
Okay.
But all he does is wrestle. Like, he's really, really good at fucking getting people on the ground and just beating the shit out of them.
Yep. That's my 2 p.m. alarm.
Yep. But everything else he does, he sucks at.
Yeah.
Well, he fights last night and sets a record for fastest knockout in UFC history.
Jesus.
He got knocked out in five seconds.
Nice.
He went in to shoot for a double leg takedown, and the other dude did a flying knee and just fucking pop.
Yeah.
Like... And it was probably, I mean, he was out within 2.5, but the ref took that long to get across the fucking ring to break it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, ah. But moral of this story is he's a shit talker.
Yeah.
He sells himself. Like, right. He's basically.
He's a professional wrestler.
Yes.
Got it.
And it's just like fucking constantly, I just like reading fucking comments on articles and people just don't fucking get it.
No,
people like even dumb. The guy he was fighting just doesn't fucking get it. And it's like, you know why you're not very popular?
Yeah.
Because you don't do that.
Because you don't do that.
You know why Conor McGregor is really fucking popular? Because he does that.
Yeah, it's real easy.
Holy shit. It's
like, you make people care.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how good of a fighter you are if nobody gives a shit who you are.
Yep.
There's a reason that fucking, what was that dude on the internet who was not a good fighter, but would just get into bum fights and then talk mad shit, that black dude. He was just a big monster of a man.
Kimbo Slice?
Yes, Kimbo Slice. He was never even, like, I think he got his ass beat in his only professional fight.
No, he had a few professional fights.
Did he?
Yeah.
But the point is, he talked a bunch of shit. Everybody knows who he is and cares, and he was barely a professional fighter.
Well, it's because his fucking, did all them backyard fights and, like... Dude was kind of a fucking monster,
right.
Just knocking people out left and right. But yeah, then he gets to fucking professional fighting and, well,
yeah,
it's a little bit different.
Doesn't matter, though.
Beating up street bums.
Personality is what matters.
Yeah, it does. But it's
always mattered.
And it just like, I'm like, you guys, some of you people, you just don't get it.
Yeah.
You don't get it. And then you're like, why don't I get the big paydays? Well, that's why.
Yeah.
Because you're dumb.
Because,
you know... John Jones talk shit.
Yeah.
You know.
He's the Martian Manhunter after all.
It's just, and fight fans are so dumb. Sports fans just fucking irritate me. Like, I enjoy sports. I don't watch them because of the fans.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to, like, go and enjoy sports with people, and you can't.
No, because people are terrible.
They make it unenjoyable.
Yeah.
Fuck. It annoys the hell out of me.
Why would you ever want to be around people?
I want to be around normal, like, people like you.
Yeah, well, that's... I'm glad you fixed that, because...
I mean, it's normal to me.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
That's fair.
Because normal people aren't normal to me.
No, they're awful. They're the worst.
Fucking terrible.
Why would you want to be around anybody?
Fucking plebs. I bought my little brother finally a present for his birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Because I didn't buy him anything, because he's never like, oh, this is what I want.
Your little brother, yeah. Or your medium little brother? Okay.
I only have two brothers, so there's only a big, a normal brother and a little brother.
All right. Well, I mean, they're both little brothers, but yeah.
It's true. Anyway, I got him a copy of Breath of the Wild for their Switch.
Oh, nice.
So.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
Playing through a game right now called Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
That is a Castlevania type game. It's too big. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's like this fucking beautiful cartoony artwork. You're a little bug searching through bug cities. Great gameplay. Really fucking, like, just perfect. But fucking too big. Like, I'll be exploring areas and new areas and finding new areas for hours before I find anything meaningful, like upgrade wise or fucking story progression wise at all.
Gotcha.
Like, it's hours between anything. I'm like, this is all really good, but fuck, man. I need more fucking breadcrumbs to keep going along this.
There's games like that.
Yeah.
I've always felt that was kind of a issue with a lot of open world games.
Yeah,
a lot of them just didn't have, like, Elder Scrolls games. I always kind of felt were like that. Like, there's way too much to go out and fucking explore.
Yeah,
and I don't know. There was never anything to keep me engaged in the quest.
Like, oh boy, another cheese wheel.
But then you have your Fallout games, which are completely opposite.
Yeah.
Like, I love the exploring part, but...
I'm the same. Like, I don't care if there's nothing to find up here. This town itself was worth discovering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fucking fun.
I don't get that. No, I'm with you completely, because I think Fallout 3 was... I've fucking explored every corner of that map.
Yep.
For no fucking reason.
Other than it was amazing.
It was amazing to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild's kind of the same way.
Yes, 100%.
I dislike the way they fucking have... I wish they'd do more of a Fog of War on the overworld map. Because it's got, like, your hero's travel path or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, that's not in the original. The little like, Etch-a-Sketch line?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... That's DLC.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but I don't like that it just, like, unlocks the whole map when you get the Sheikah Tower. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Because but like, I wish there was a way you could be like, this is where you've been.
Sure.
And not, I don't know.
I disagree. Because this is my biggest problem with Hollow Knight right now. When you get into new sections, there's a map, there's a fucking bug who's like drawing maps in each section. You got to find him and buy the map from him before you can check the map in the section you're in. So you're just going blind through this section until you find him. And then it doesn't have the whole map on it, but then you can draw in parts of the map that he didn't map out yet. But it doesn't draw in until you find a save point. So if you're ever in unexplored sections, there's no fucking map. Or at least it just shows you on empty space. And it drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah, I fucking
hate it.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah. It's really, really frustrating. Other than that, beautiful game. It's really fun. I don't know if I'll finish it, because like I said, my buddy had like 90 fucking hours in it. Jesus. And I'm at like 15 or 20, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to make another 80 fucking hours out of this shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
So.
Funk that.
Yeah. But we'll see. I'm going to push through it for a while and see like if maybe I want to see how much time it takes to actually critically path it instead of just.
Do you stream anymore?
No.
Not at all.
Especially currently because my fucking setup is so fucked. True. I might start again once my basement is done.
Yeah.
But
it looks less like a trailer down there.
I will definitely stream Extra Life, but that's in October or November, I guess.
So did you take July 31st off?
No, what's July 31st?
Weird Al.
No, shit.
You should do that so you can go with me.
What day is it?
It's a Thursday, I think.
I'm just going to call in.
Okay.
Vacation's blacked out, so I can't.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I'll just call in. It's not a big deal. I'm probably going to call in on my birthday as well.
Well, this will be your birthday present.
Dope.
So.
Remind me again in between now and then, because...
Sure.
What are we doing?
Weird Al. July 31st.
That's a thing.
It's at the fucking the Pinewood Arena.
I want to go...
Pinewood Bowl Theater.
Sometime in the next month or so at West Fair is Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie.
Yeah. I
fucking want to go to that real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Both those guys are good live.
I was never a fan. I like a couple of their songs, but...
That's fair. I've seen them both live, and Rob Zombie is one of the few bands that I like seeing live every time because he's good.
That's fair.
And Marilyn Manson was great the one time I saw him live, so.
I was talking to somebody. Somebody's asking me about music, and they're like, oh, you going to see Phil Collins? I'm like, man, I would love to go see Phil Collins.
You don't want to spend $300 on a ticket?
No, they're as low as 50 in the nosebleeds.
Oh, shit.
But it's at the fucking CHI Health Center. Okay. That place is garbage for music.
Yeah.
It's the fucking worst.
That's fair.
Like, if he was at Mid-America, I'd be fucking down. But
that's fair.
Nope. Won't go to CHI. You can't hear anything.
It's not the worst.
It's one of the worst.
That place we went to, Metallica and Lincoln, is the worst.
Pinnacle Bank. They're not fucking meant for concerts. Yeah. They're built for fucking sporting events.
Like, don't get me wrong. I loved every minute of seeing Metallica live. Yeah. But fuck, it sounded like shit.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. But yeah, it's a basketball arena.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant for... The fucking Quest Center was built to be a fucking place to have concerts and...
Yeah, and they didn't...
Do it very
They didn't
well.
Do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a major downgrade from the Civic Auditorium.
Yeah.
In everything but size.
Ah. I prefer the smaller arena.
I do too.
Be honest with you.
I do too.
I understand why... I understand why the bands and the wrestling prefer the bigger arenas. Well, I don't understand why wrestling does right now because I don't know if I don't know if you saw the last pay-per-view WWF did, but half the arena was empty.
Jesus.
They moved everybody from the backside, like behind the hard camera. They moved them all to the opposite side and that fucking curtained off the entire fucking hard camera side.
Wow.
Yeah. There were pictures from the arena. It was literally half empty.
Where was it?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
But yeah. So, hence the Paul Heyman and Eric Bischoff thing.
Vince needs to retire.
Vince needs to fucking retire, man.
Yeah, because it's not been a good product.
No. Which sucks because it's got great fucking talent.
Yeah, but all the great talent just gets...
Yeah, they don't do anything with them. And when they start to get over, the problem is when they start to get over, like that Rusev day was blowing up.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, take him off TV.
Yeah.
What a weird decision.
Right. The only thing he hasn't done that with is the fucking, what's their face? New Day.
Yeah.
That's like one of the very few things that got over.
And he let.
Yeah. It's really fucking weird, man.
Yeah. I don't understand it. Like... At all.
No.
Like, you have things that are working really well. Why do you not let them do what is working?
Well, I mean, fuck, how many years did we watch Bray Wyatt fucking...
Like, right.
Just be fucking completely over with the whole crowd.
And then they stop, like, they're
and
like...
And then have them fucking job to Kane.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, you can't do the... What was this thing he used to sing? His little song he used to sing. Then they stopped letting him do it because the crowd liked it. That's why he stopped doing the song.
Yeah.
Or fucking Bad News Barrett. They stopped letting him say, I've got some bad news for you because the crowd was into it.
I don't understand. He doesn't get like, doesn't seem like he understands. He thinks, oh, they're supposed to be heels. So they gotta hate you. Well, I mean, that's kind of like, remember when Stone Cold was supposed to be that kind of heel character?
Yeah.
but and nobody people, fucking hated him because he's Stone Cold Steve Austin. It happens.
And people are still chanting what to this day.
Yeah, right. The same thing with The Rock.
Yeah.
Anytime the fuck, dude. Who wasn't still rooting for The Rock when he was a fucking shit heel?
Right. I was rooting for him more.
Right.
I'm like, oh, you're way funnier like this.
I just don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, neither do I.
I still haven't watched any of the AEW stuff.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's been, I mean, obviously it's like just big events basically so far. So we'll see how it is once they go on TV and are have to maintain a weekly fucking product. It could just, sure. The wheels could come off it fucking instantly when you're booking weekly, but
yeah.
So far, it's been
watched a couple of old TNA pay-per-views.
Yeah,
because Pluto TV has a station that just plays fucking Impact and TNA shows.
That's pretty cool.
And I'll turn them on and watch them. Goddamn, man! Some of the motherfuckers, like I was watching one from 2005. AJ yeah. Styles was in it, and he had no beard and short hair, and he looked normal.
That was AJ Styles for most of his career.
Like, oh shit, he should go back to that.
Yeah,
you know, the mom haircut just doesn't really work for him. No, or the beard.
Yeah,
he just looked better that way.
Saw some great Abyss matches, I bet.
Oh my god, there was one Abyss match. It's funny because they're talking about how big and scary he was, and he was up there with the Blueprint. What's his face? He was in WWE for a little bit.
He was probably in it for the decade I was not watching.
Chris something, I think.
Chris Masterson?
Yeah. Dude's a fucking monster. Like, just a straight unit. And they're talking about Abyss being this big fucking guy. I'm like, he's like tiny in comparison to this motherfucker.
Well, Abyss was tall,
but he was shorter than this dude.
Oh, okay.
And he was a dump of shit.
Yeah, that was the thing. Abyss was not like, he wasn't like fucking Kane or fucking Braun Strowman who are built like brick shit houses. Right. He was just like a schlubby fucking, he was like if Mankind was like 7 feet tall.
Right. Right, exactly. And actually not, good.
Not as big as Mankind, because Mankind was also big underneath being fat.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he just
Abyss was like one of those skinny fat guys.
Yeah, they really wanted him to be like
Kane.
Yeah, they're Kane / Mankind fucking.
But he sucked.
Yeah, it was awful.
He was garbage.
But anyway, it was a three-way tag with those two as a tag team. Then you had Beer Money Incorporated,
okay,
which was Robert Roode and this other guy, I can't remember his name, but he was fucking something Storm.
Yeah.
Johnny Storm or something like that. And then Consequences Creed.
Okay.
Which is Austin Creed or mm-hmm. fucking yep. What's his face? And
Xavier Woods.
Yeah, and Black Machismo. Those two were fucking good.
Love Black Machismo.
God damn, dude. He's so... Like, so I'm watching it, and, like, he's just so into that fucking character. Like, he's doing all the fucking, like, the Macho Man mannerisms.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck, that dude is good.
Jay Lethal's great.
Don't understand why he never got to cross over. I wonder if it was just because Vince hated Macho Man so much.
Well, I don't know, because they did the whole Macho Man Dow thing, which was a worse version of Jay Lethal's gimmick.
Right.
I'm guessing it's because Vince McMahon is a big racist.
That's probably true, because he is black.
Also because Jay Lethal was probably smart enough to know Vince McMahon would never do anything with him, and he's been Ring of Honor champion like 3 times.
That's fair.
So.
That's fair. So rather than go get fucking potential big bucks.
Yeah.
In.
Get paid to sit at home like so many fucking talented wrestlers are doing right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's like fucking, like, fucking Moxley, Dean Ambrose. He's like, I'd rather get paid less and go fucking create.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, I do too. There's a lot of dudes in that fucking company that could probably go do that.
Like, I get the ones who stay because they're getting paid fucking $1 million to sit at home, which is, I would do that. That's a good fucking deal.
Sure.
But some of them are like, no, this is. I didn't get into this to get paid. I got into this because I fucking love professional wrestling.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
We got an email.
Oh, sweet.
At theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Send in your emails.
Mimsy says, sorry for the shit show that was the E3 show. Did you ever finish listening to that?
No, I didn't. It wasn't that bad.
I didn't think it was that bad either. Uh-huh. Like, parts of it were kind of a cluster, but, I mean, sure. Three people in this fucking room plus
E3. Well, three people with one of them who's really never been on the show except to fucking be the peanut gallery.
Yeah, that's fair. Hy-Vee does have... Yeah, it takes a bit to, like, figure out the cadence of having a conversation on a show.
Yeah.
Hy-Vee does have a food deli. Oh, I think it says good. Hy-Vee does have... It says Hy-Vee does have food deli, but I think it's supposed to say good. I feel macaroni salad would go better with barbecue.
Then what?
I don't know. We must have been talking about something.
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, maybe that's it, what it was.
Yeah, but their barbecue sucks.
Yeah. Y'all really should go to... We should go judge the barbecue. I'll drive you. Oh, to cook. To judge the barbecue. I'll drive you. You want to go to cook to judge barbecue?
When is that?
When is that? Write in and let us know. Or it's tell
probably
me.
Probably sometime in the middle of this week.
Yeah, because if it's soon, I can't because vacation's blacked out. Otherwise.
I could be cool. I mean. Yeah.
I mean, I'll go eat barbecue whether I judge it or not.
I mean, I always judge barbecue when I eat it. Right. So.
What is it, like $50 for a shit ton of barbecue? That could be worth it. Talk to me after the show. Just call me or text me. I'll text you this week.
We should probably text her because I don't know when this is going up.
That's fair. Yeah, this might go up late because our website's a clusterfuck. Amigos is the superior Mexican fast food place.
It's not.
No.
Amigos is not good. Their food is not good.
They got them fucking cinnamon chips, though.
Yeah, they're fine. Whatever.
I haven't been to it. Amigos used to be the shit when I was a little kid. Like, that used to be, like, our special. Like, oh, fuck, we're going, like, you know, when rich people go to Sizzler, that was Amigos for us.
Yeah, Amigos is not, I mean, it's loved not it. Great.
I haven't been there since I was probably in fucking junior high, though, you're so I have no idea.
I mean, we just don't really, there's not really any good Mexican fast food. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's facts.
It just fucking doesn't.
Yeah.
Unless well, because really if you like leave fucking... meat
sitting out, it's not going
to
be good.
Right. So, side story. Guy I used to work with, he used to be a manager at Taco John's.
Yeah.
And he was. I was talking to him about
Do I want to hear this story? Because I like Taco John's.
Yes. Well, okay. Maybe. You don't like Taco John's. But
no, but I love eating. I love it's disgusting. It's the worst fucking food, but I fucking love a goddamn terrible, terrible burrito with tater tots in it.
I understand. Anyway, he was talking about how his, like, district manager would always get pissed at him because he'd fucking actually throw away meat
and
stuff that had been sitting out for 8 hours. Like, we can't reuse that. Like, whoa, that's wasteful. But nobody bought it. Like, we're not going to use it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because that's gross.
Also, probably illegal.
I mean, it's totally against fucking food and safety regulations.
Right.
But, like, that's a pretty common practice. Like... Fucking ownership of the company encourages their fucking people to do that.
Yeah.
It's like, no, maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that. Fast food's disgusting.
It was just me that talked shit about your Batman and Superman. They're in the way. They're dumb. How are they in the way? They're like way back here. They're not
fucking talking behind.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. So in the way.
Yeah. What are you fucking idiot? On the topic of women who fall for gross men that text them gross shit, yes, women will fall for that. I don't know that they fall for that. They just...
Like it?
Yeah.
They like the attention.
Some people just like it.
Yeah.
Those same women complain that men only want them for sex. Well, yeah, but I think...
Yeah, often.
I think they also want people to listen to them complain. I think it's part of the same... drive for attention. Like, that's...
Yeah, that's probably part of it, too.
They don't see that they've kept their bar low... yeah. Cheers, Mims. Yeah, I agree with everything you said there. What are you going to do? But that's the life they chose.
Yep. The life of idiots. On the whole website thing.
Yeah.
So, I get a call the other day, and it's from GoDaddy, and they're like, oh, so you're the owner of blah, 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 the website. And usually they're like, calling me to tell me, like, oh, we see there's nothing there. I'm like, there is. It's a subdomain.
Yeah.
Because I can't figure out how to fucking get that migrated to the main domain because there's no obvious way to fucking do it. And when I look it up, they're like, oh, you have to go through an external company to do that. I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
GoDaddy's awful. Unfortunately, it's like the one, it's the one we were on because that's what I knew of
yeah.
at the time. I don't know how to website.
That's fair. Since you're doing all this garbage where the site's down, would it be beneficial to just cancel GoDaddy and start a whole new website somewhere? If not, that's fine. I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Or just to cancel the podcast entirely. That's the other option.
Do you want
to do that? I'm indifferent. I'll do this every week for the rest of my life, or I'll stop tomorrow, and it will make zero effect on me. But if we stop
doing this, we'll probably never talk again.
I'm leaning more towards the stop.
God damn it. Fuck you. I don't have any other friends, Trevor.
That's fair.
Anyway, they call me and they're like, so it looks like your PHP on your server is outdated. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was trying to update that last couple months ago. And they're like, well, you can only update it to a certain version.
Yeah.
And then it won't go any further. So you have to upgrade to a different server. I was like, oh, well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
He's like, but it's cheaper. I'm like, oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But then they don't tell you that migrating is not a thing you could just do internally on their fucking setup.
Of course
it isn't. You have to fucking get a separate program and log into your server remotely and take all the content out of it onto your computer at home. Yeah. And then you have to send all of that to the new server.
Great.
So that's what we're in the middle of right now.
If it fails, stop doing it.
Okay.
I'm getting gig internet this week. So just bring it over here and I'll do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Clink is coming out on my birthday.
Clink.
And I called them and I'm like, so I get the gig in this neighborhood? They're like, where you're at, you'll get fiber all the way to your fucking box.
Nice.
Because the fiber box is in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be getting gig both directions.
Nice.
Not that fucking bullshit Cox gig down 30 up.
Cox is fucking bad.
Yep. So I'm canceling Cox this week is what I'm saying. I'm finally fucking getting rid of Cox, and it's going to be half the price.
Wow. How long?
For life.
Really?
$60 gig internet for life. No contract.
I'm paying $60 a month for...
I'm paying $120 for 300 right now.
Yeah, I'm paying $60 for 100, I think.
I'm paying Christ, $120 dude. For 300 down, 30 up.
You know what? I get CenturyLink
4.5
megabits per second.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I get gig fiber to my fucking to all the way into the box.
Nice, very nice.
So I'm getting that put in on Friday or on my birthday, whatever day that is, the 10th.
Nice.
So 3 days.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm very excited about it.
Oh, an update on this cheap phone I bought from Walmart.
Yeah.
It is the most garbagey pile of dog shit I've ever used. Like, it is
$40 Walmart phone.
It's worse than the smartphones I had in, like, 2013.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It's fucking awful.
What are you going to do?
I ordered a new phone. It's coming.
I would assume so.
I'm excited.
Oh, hey, this is for Kenny. What network are you on? Like, what's your carrier?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Who the fuck else is here?
Oh, I thought you were asking Kenny through the fucking podcast.
No, Jesus Christ.
I thought you were giving him time to write in.
No. Goddamn. We were talking about cell phone providers.
Straight talk.
And who's the actual, like, tower? Whose towers do you go through?
Whatever fucking ones you want to.
All right. That's
you can do AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, or Verizon.
Okay. That's the information he needed.
Yeah.
We were talking about cell phones.
The customer service is dog shit, but once you fucking get on there, you almost never need it until you have to switch your phone for some reason. Then it sucks.
Okay.
But when you fucking are working, dude, year and a half, I didn't have a single fucking problem.
Yep.
So.
Cool.
Go with that. I recommend going with Verizon.
And it's how much?
I'm paying $45 a month for unlimited... text data, whatever, and then like 25 or 30 gigs a month of data.
Okay.
Unlimited data is like 55.
Okay. Sweet.
Way fucking cheaper.
That's all I needed. We were talking about phones on the way back from visiting Dick Masterson. He's this e-celeb. You should check him out sometime. He's pretty cool.
Maybe I'll listen to that.
Yeah. You might be into it.
It's funny. I'm the one that got you into listening to that shit in the first place.
I know. And, you know.
Did you see his fucking shitting on Maddox's final episode yesterday? Oh, yes. My God.
Yeah.
Almost the entire chat was fucking just deleted.
Yep. I went and watched 5 minutes of it, and I'm like, Jesus, how does anybody... Dude, Maddox's fucking podcast was so unlistened. Like, he was trying so hard to be like a fucking morning radio, but with even less personality than a morning radio.
Yeah.
And the two fucking chuckleheads he has with him who are just
Rucka Rucka?
It's not even Rucka anymore. It's fucking this Babcock dude and some guy with a girl's voice.
Oh.
And they just laugh at his jokes. At least Rucka, would bust on him.
Oh, I guess Rucka was on that episode yesterday and just shit all over Maddox for 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's what he does.
And everybody said Maddox looked like he wanted to kill himself.
But everybody, it's because all the other dudes on the show just sit there and basically suck Maddox's dick like he's important. They're fucking, they could possibly get anything out of it. It's really weird.
Yeah.
The motherfucker has less influence than we do. I don't understand why people.
Right. Well, no, what are you talking about? His podcast is really successful. That's why he's stopping.
Yeah. Well, he's got so many other things going on.
Godzilla podcast.
Ugh. Have you listened to that?
No.
I've listened to exactly as much of it as they played on the Dick Show, and it sounds awful.
He's just trying to bang the Powerpuff Girls.
Somebody posted her stand-up on the Dick Show subreddit.
Yeah.
It's the most hack, garbage bullshit. It's just her,
doing... You said her stand-up, you could have ended right there.
She's doing impressions... But, before each impression, she does that, overly dramatic thing that they do on TV shows where she slumps down to get into character and then does a bad impression of, Jodie Foster or whatever. The most hack and fucking easy impressions in the world, and she does them poorly. I'm like, and what? Why?
She's like, and can I get you anything else? It is Bill from the quick shop down the street, right, guys?
Exactly. Right? It was exactly that.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking terrible.
Maybe we should do that. Get famous for doing impressions of people nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Hold on. Let me think of somebody nobody's ever heard of. Oh, fuck. I'm this guy at the drive-thru the other day. You didn't even fucking ask me about my dog.